Andy!
Hey, Linda, what is going on? What a natural way to answer the phone.
The space dust is all bendy.
Well, yeah, we just got done having the ghouls that lead our government to show us the first image from, well, the first scientific image from the James Webb Space Telescope. So bendy,
wait,
so red.
What do you mean scientific image? What does that mean?
They have released calibration images over the past couple months as they've been calibrating things. So, like, you know, they had to make sure that some sensor was working. So they just, like, pointed at a chunk of space and took some random images. But This is the first scientific images. The first images that were made with scientific purposes.
Got it. Do you think that these bendy galaxies that are all wibble-wobbly, do you think that this is, like, some sort of a... like a motion blur on the camera's part, or is this like, nah, that shit is intentionally wiggly?
I don't know. I assume it's an artifact of the way that the images are captured and processed.
Because what I'm hoping is that everything's still so smushed together at this point in time that things are actually bending around gravity. Whoa! It's like, I love how wibble wobble it is, and I love zooming into all these different little galaxy babies.
Did you find a high resolution one you can zoom around on?
It's not super high resolution. I'm texting it to you now, but it's the NASA.gov one.
I'm sure I can find it.
First images from the. Just look at your dang thing. There's a little. You can click on it and you can look at it more.
Okay, I got it pulled up. I got to make sure I keep.
Oh yeah, I'm zooming. I'm zoomed. Just click on that picture a few times and start zipping.
Yeah, the fact that they're like, the fact that they're like wobbling, like they're. Did the stream come back?
No, something else dumb happened.
What's happening over there?
There was like the YouTube's was on. The James Webb announcement, and then a video of Biden and what's that band, the super famous Korean band?
Oh, the B2B. You know the one.
We're really really aging ourselves here. You know the fucking the. BTS.
That's it. Yeah, that's not BTB. It's definitely BTS.
BBB. It just started auto playing a BTS interview with the president. And I'm like, what the fuck has the president been doing with his time?
Autoplay is a fucking crime. I hate autoplay on all interfaces. Stop it. Just stop autoplaying things.
Just stop that.
Let me tell you what I want to see. Yeah, it's weird. I feel like there's this weird kind of almost like circular blur around the center of this image, and also I don't know what this glowing dot is at the exact center of the image.
Right.
It's weird that there are like so many different qualities of thing in this image, right? Like there's whatever the things are where you can see the like reflections of the six panels. It's like a six-pointed kind of like starburst. There's a bunch of those.
Yep.
There's a bunch of things where you can kind of see that, but it's much more like white and glowy, and it's just a point, and they're all different sizes.
Yeah.
Then there are things that are clearly galaxy-shaped of all different colors and shapes and sizes.
Yep.
It's wild.
And then there's like what appears to be stars with galaxies bending around them.
Yo, this thing, this at the bottom here, these like galaxies that are either bigger or closer, they look fucking sick.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's so many, and they're so little. They're just like little belly buttons, little tiny space belly buttons filled with other people and ideas and aliens.
Yeah, this one on the right is pretty sick. I think we are genuinely going to get evidence, like, as far as scientists are concerned, concrete evidence of extraterrestrial life in the next 12 months. You don't think this is the case, though. Talk me through this.
I just don't think it's going to happen. I think that it's going to take a lot longer than that. Like, we've still never even discovered that, like, algae exists out there, you know? Like,
well, I mean, algae would count as extraterrestrial life, to be clear.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, we haven't even come close to that yet. So, like,
but the amount more detail we're getting with this telescope is like orders and orders of magnitude. It's like, you know, we were looking through, you know, a haystack for a grain of rice, and now we're looking through
a bigger haystack.
Well, no, it's a same haystack, but now instead of a grain of rice, it's like a toaster.
But the haystack has been growing infinitely further away from itself. Mm-hmm. And each little piece of straw is now like 15 billion miles away from the other. And also one of those pieces of straw is a toaster, apparently.
Yeah, this image to be fucking nuts. Yeah, and then I don't understand the like class of galaxy in this photo that appears to be like spinning around the center of the image. I have to assume that's some kind of artifact.
Yeah, or maybe that's the singularity, man, and everything just exploded out of it. I thought.
Do you mean? Do you mean like the Big Bang? I don't think you know what the singularity is.
That's the Big Bang.
No, no, no. The singularity is the theoretical future wherein humans and technology are inseparable. They are one single thing.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
But it's also this other thing.
I don't think it is. I think you're thinking of the Big Bang.
But no.
Okay, I'll Google it,
I'm
Linda.
I'm gonna find what I'm talking about.
I'll Google it. The singularity. Okay. Technological singularity is the very first result. I'll go to singularity disambiguation.
All right. Here, I'm reading this to you. The universal origin story known as the Big Bang postulates that 13.7 billion years ago, our universe emerged from a singularity, a point of infinite density and gravity. So that's what I'm talking about.
Ah, you're talking about the initial singularity, a singularity predicted by some models of the Big Bang theory to have existed before the Big Bang and thought to have contained all the energy space of the universe.
Yeah, I'm not totally dumb. So that's what I.
Linda, you're not dumb at all. You're so fucking smart. Don't you fucking drag yourself.
Cool. Don't even start your shit with me, Andy.
If you can tell a person's cool when they say they're cool. That's like the main way you can tell. Because you're not allowed to lie about that. It's like being a cop. If someone asks you, you have to tell them if you're cool.
Yeah, you're like, ah, fuck, yes. So anyways, that's what I think it is. I think it's the Big Bang. And I thought that we were going to be able to see so far back in time that we were going to be able to see back to, like, before there were even galaxies. So I'm a little disappointed that there was anything on the screen. I kind of wanted there to just be, like, nothingness. Just, like, a giant field of nothingness.
I don't think we're going to be able to see back to the initial singularity or the Big Bang, if my understanding of what's going on here is correct, right? The reason we say we're seeing through time is because these things are so far away from us that when the light left them, it is now only just arriving at us, right? But if we were also in the singularity, right? If all space, time, and matter was all in one place, then, you know, there is some... Boy, I'm not going to wade into this. I don't know. It seems it seems like there's some measure of time by which, you know, we can't return to that because all the things that would have produced that light have already gone off in other directions. And I'm losing my train of thought here. I don't think we're going to be like, and there it is. There's a picture of the Big Bang. I don't think that's possible, even theoretically. But I think we're going to see a lot of things where it's like, this was a thing billions of years ago, and we can tell its trajectory, and we can kind of trace all this stuff back and forth. What's this really red thing? This like point of very saturated red light on the left side towards the center.
I don't know, but that's the thing moving away from us the farthest, right?
I assume so because of the Doppler shift. It's but they gold. Also like the way these images are captured, right? Like this is not what it looks like to a human eye, right? They're like looking at infrared spectrums and then turning it into visible light as far as processing this image goes. So theoretically they could have like just processed out the Doppler shift if they wanted to because they would have had to I don't know.
There are so many points of light in this thing that look like they were duplicated in Photoshop.
Okay. Now we're getting tinfoil hatty. You're like, I see a clear stamp like tool down here.
There's like 6-8 pointed stars. Like you're saying that those are from the panels on the James Webb. Is that what you were saying?
The little like the little like starburst on whatever that point of light is. That's from the panels on the actual telescope.
How do you know that? Did you read about that?
Yeah, they mentioned that in one of the things, and also that's just where starbursts come from in general.
Cool.
But that's why they're uniquely 6 pointed starbursts because all the hexagonal panels. Hexagonal beryllium coated panels.
Oh man, I'm so fucking psyched.
I was thinking today about I feel like there was a very tidy little case study in all the good and bad things about the world today, which is that this is so exciting. This is one of the best things about humanity, right? That we've been able to build this incredible thing collectively with space programs from all over the world to put it to accomplish this insane task of putting it out in the Lagrange point 2 and cooling it down to get these images. Like, that's incredible. And on the flip side, when I was trying to find the live stream, I Googled Joe Biden, you know, White House press event live stream, and all I could fucking find, Linda, was like 95 articles from different news sites that just was a big article about the fact that there was going to be a live stream, but there wasn't actually a link to the live stream, and they'd all just written those articles so they could, you know, get some advertising revenue by showing up in search results. Like,
they're all just doing like SEO plays,
right? And so,
like, I just want to see the fucking space.
And so, at the same time that we're like having this incredible announcement, you can't even fucking find a link to it because the whole internet is just cluttered with ad revenue bullshit, like just vapid vanilla, like nothing articles that are just padded out to have a word count to rank up in search engines.
Yeah, the vapid vanilla shit outweighs the actual content that we are looking for.
Oh, absolutely. 100 yeah, by many orders of magnitude.
Yep. But zooming around this picture sure is fun.
It is very fun.
Think about how tiny I am, and nothing matters, and everything bad will one day explode.
And so will everything good and everything you love. Into the sun with us.
Okay, so does that type of attitude make you feel good or bad? Because the other day I was talking to somebody, we both talked about, we both think about this often. We both think about how, it's like nihilism. It's like, oh yeah, all of this doesn't matter. It won't matter. We're all going to die one day, including our planet and the universe and everything in it. And for me, I find so much joy in that. And like, it really puts things into a nice perspective for me. But for some people, it has the opposite effect. Where do you fall on that spectrum?
I would say I'm neutral, if anything. I don't know. Like,
yeah,
I'm very aware of that fact, but I don't think it affects me emotionally one way or the other. Like, that's true, but also I don't, like, that scale of time doesn't affect my life, right? Like I don't know, saying that is like, it doesn't mean I'm like, you know, ready to live a awful life full of pain and suffering, because eventually I'll be consumed by the sun just like somebody else that lived a wonderful life full of jet skis and cupcakes, right? Like, I still want the jet skis and cupcakes life. That's my experience of the world. So I don't know. Neutral.
Yeah. For some reason, you saying neutral made me feel really defensive.
Oh, no. Why?
I don't know. But that was the feeling that came up for me.
Well, thank you for being honest about that.
Yeah. I was like, nuh-uh.
I mean, I get it. I totally get it. And I like
that it makes me feel good and tiny and beautiful and wonderful and amazing. I think it makes me feel so good to think about it that way, that I'm like, don't take that away from me.
I'm not trying to take it away from you. I like that it makes you feel that way. I think it's beautiful.
I fucking asked.
I feel that way when I like look at the ocean more than think about the fact that I feel like that's a more relatable or accessible way to feel like you're small in a way that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I definitely feel that way around the ocean as well, but I think that this is like the cosmic ocean. It's like the ocean times a billion D.
This is the ocean times a billion D.
I'm just sending you pictures of...
I know. I love it. I love this. This is a good game. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to watch the live stream tomorrow with you. It's going to be great. It's going to be so much fun. We should do maybe an episode after that one, too. I feel like after's better. We shouldn't do it during it live, because then it's weird.
We should do it during.
Yeah.
After.
But after will be fun. I think that's a good idea.
Watch these episodes together too. Just release them all at once.
I'm putting this one out tonight. So yeah, we're putting this out tonight. If you're looking at this podcast now and you don't know, tomorrow, Tuesday, July 12th at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time, there's going to be an extensive live stream by NASA to talk about all of the first images from the James Webb Space Telescope. Linda and I are currently looking at what I believe is the one and only image. They said, sure, Joe Biden can look at this one first. And Joe said, a million is so goddamn big. A million. Let me say it again. A million miles. Andy, I can't believe we did it.
And Andy and I sat here negging our president so hard, just talking about how his eyelids probably fell off before the live stream, and that's why it took so long for it to start.
I can't believe that's the best our country could muster, the people sitting in that room. Like, to announce this, you couldn't find somebody with any fucking charisma or any actual, like, knowledge about this field. It's just ancient dudes and Kamala Harris just like fucking draining the life out of all
really,
of this.
Really sad.
Yeah.
Like, come on. I am actually a little surprised that they haven't started reaching out to like TikTok celebrities.
Oh, they have. They confirmed have.
Do.
Oh, they definitely do that. Yes.
Okay. Well,
they notoriously had a big meeting at the White House like a couple months ago when the Ukraine war was popping off with a bunch of TikTok influencers where they told them, like, gave them messaging about the Ukraine war to spread to their followers on TikTok.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just like
pretty chill.
Don't look up.
Yeah. It is. It really is.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, this is a cool swirly boy. Or girl.
I want to get tattoos of all of these.
I wonder how many tattoo artists right now are like, gotta go into work. Gotta go in late tonight. So many swirly new tats to draw.
I don't know, but I still want one. I don't know. It'd be so hard to pull off and have it look actually good, you know?
Oh, I bet there's like, I'm going to Google it right now. Oh, look at this fucking galaxy. It's so cool, Andy. It's so cool. They come in so many shapes and sizes.
Let me see the screenshot of the one you're looking at now.
I am sending it now. It's like.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my faves.
Like, shit. How are you that? How is that what you are? God.
I also wonder in this little screenshot you sent here. So, like. What's the distance between all these things that are, like, overlapping, right? Like, there's this big swirling galaxy, which I presume is much closer to us because, you know, we can see the swirling. And then there's all these other dots of different hues. Are those just things that are further away and also entire galaxies that are just behind this? I don't know.
Yeah, because you got to remember that Z-axis. But I just fucked
you
up my
You got to remember the Z-axis.
You got to remember it. I just fucked up my search history by Googling... galaxy tattoo art.
Yep, you're done.
I'm done. I'm never going to be able to use my computer again.
Did you find a good one?
No. They're really, really cheesy so far. And, like, way too colorful.
Oh, yeah. I don't like... No color. Just black and white.
No.
Not for me.
They're always like, blue to purple gradient. It's fucking
crazy. I would definitely never get one in color because explicitly space is not that color. So, like, that's
right.
That is a lie.
It's a lie. It's an invented thing.
I don't hate like these ones. Let me send you this one here. Boop.
A tat.
Yeah.
A tat.
The problem is that if you get a really good looking galaxy tattoo, it ends up just looking like an odd bruise you have probably after a few years.
Oh yeah. Like live long enough and yeah, like this looks cool, but it also kind of looks like some smudge, just a little. Oop, got a little dirt on you.
You drop some sand on your forearm in a funny pattern.
Whoops!
I started following this subreddit called Healed Tattoos, and it's very fascinating.
Ooh, what is it like?
It's a combination of like people with tattoos that are a couple years old, and they're posting like when they got it and what it looks like today. And then it's also some people where it's like, I found this guy on the street that has a tattoo from the Korean War that was given to him with a thumbtack and some pen ink on a battleship, and it just looks like nothing. Like it's like just a total blue smudge, and it like once was a tiger or something.
Oh yeah, man, my grandma's like. Fourth husband had so many great navel tattoos that were like that. They were just like a little blue blob, and at one point it was like a naked woman. Or he had a really great anchor too that had just blended into oblivion. It was great.
Okay, I messed up. It's r/aged tattoos for those who don't want to follow aged. Along.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh man, some of these are really bad.
Are you still looking at galaxy tattoos?
Yeah, this one looks like it is a really gross zombie makeup. Excuse me, Andy.
Yeah, that's bad. Don't do that to yourself. I mean, do whatever you like to yourself. It's your body, but I don't think that is good.
Maybe do some research first.
I think you should chill with that.
Yeah, these look like really bad bruises.
It's funny, all the top posts on r/aged tattoo are either ones that healed incredibly well or incredibly badly.
Give me a link. Okay, I don't want to type.
I'll give you a whole link to the thing. I'm trying to find a couple good examples of some of the funky ones. This should be what the show is now. We should just get on the internet, fuck around, send each other links that nobody else can see, and then post it for all the world to hear.
It's good audio. Andy, are you getting any tattoos soon?
Yes, I was supposed to get a tattoo on Friday. I just got an email from the tattoo artist. I haven't even read it yet, but the subject says have to reschedule. So I assume that they have to reschedule. But then I'm getting another tattoo on Tuesday next week. So, you know.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a whole thing.
That's great.
So many tattoos.
I'm very excited for you.
I'm very excited for me, too. What a coincidence.
Fucker.
I think this press, what's it called? Press conference. I think his press conference ended because like Joe Biden started like bleeding out of his ears or something. And they were like, come up with an excuse to cut the thing short. They like sent the press out of the room for some reason. And we're like, we'll be right back. And they have not come back. I think.
Yeah.
You know,
what is going on?
I think his arm fell off and they could like some aide saw it like slipping through his sleeve. And they were like, quick, you know, we got to go sew this back on.
Yeah, well, I mean, the camera was still rolling for a minute, and he just, like, turned in his chair and was talking to one of the scientists, like, looked like they were about to have snack time.
He turned to one of the scientists and said, I'm legally dead. just like the Queen of England.
Just like her. Mm-hmm. Do you think she's dead? Do you think she's actually dead?
No, I don't think she's actually dead, but I think she's way more unwell than they are letting on.
Yeah. How are they keeping her alive, you think?
I genuinely think they like shoot them full of adrenaline and stuff when they have to go out into public, and then they have all the best medical care behind closed doors, but they're just like, oh, you got to go look awake? Here's some cocaine, basically. Go look like you have anything going on.
Yeah, and then he's just reading the teleprompter. Like, there's a teleprompter, and he's still getting sidetracked by how big numbers are. You're like, buddy, just stay focused.
See, I think that's the one actually charming thing about that man that I really strongly dislike is that he does actually try and ad lib. You know, he's at least giving a little bit of his personality. His personality is, wow, a million is a big number. And then, oh God, the number 3 billion, even bigger. Holy moly.
13 billion. I'm looking at these tattoos and man, some of these don't age well.
Yeah.
At all.
I feel like it's a really important thing to look at if you're going to get tattoos, because it kind of shades the kinds of tattoos that you should consider maybe not getting on account of how well they do not age.
Yeah, like one of these is only 3 years apart from itself and it looks like a totally different blob of bullshit.
I love the idea of a tattoo being 3 years apart from itself. That's a beautiful thought to me.
Anyway,
I love to talk shit about our elected leaders and watch a space live stream with you, Linda. It is the highlight of my Monday for sure.
One of my favorite things.
Tomorrow we got to hop on actual FaceTime or whatever so we can talk with our voices while the stream is going. See each other's faces.
Yeah, let's do that. That sounds great.
I look forward to it. I'm putting this out tonight so people can get excited about tomorrow.
Do it. Yay, space. It's kind of exciting. And it would be more exciting
if
with the same respect we do things, but
oh, this is a really bad healed one. Look at this guy. What is this even supposed? Oh, it's a bulldog? Hold on a sec. Look at this quote unquote bulldog.
Let me see it.
Yeah, this one is from 1958.
Oh my god.
From Paris Island.
It had that number on it. It really is. It's funny because it really just looks like it's an out of focus image.
Yeah. Pretty smudgy. Great.
Well, sick.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm looking forward to watching more space with you.
Me too.
I love you very much and I'll see you soon.
I love you very much. Bye, Andy.
Bye.